From London, BBC Caribbean Report.
Freshly announced British plans to alleviate conditions caused by Montserrat's volcano greeted with skepticism. Janet Jagan expected to lead Guyana's governing party into the next general election, and another trade crisis looming between Port of Spain and Bridgetown. I'm Ken Richards, and this is BBC Caribbean Report. The British government has agreed to unfreeze £6.5 million for an emergency housing fund in Montserrat. International Development Minister George Folks today spelt out Britain's commitment to the reconstruction of the volcano-ravaged island. Mr. Folks also promised to accelerate work on the island's temporary hospital, roads and other infrastructure. Speaking at a news conference in Montserrat, he also spoke of a sustainable development plan to provide the level of services and infrastructure appropriate to the needs of the community. That plan should be ready within 6 months and implemented in 5 years.
That is going to give some long-term security and optimism, some long-term certainty to the people of Montserrat. That sustainable development plan, in my view, will enable the United Kingdom to provide the basic essentials for the viability of the north of the island through our development program. But it also allows us to mobilize the resources